Fierce and Pens podcast episode 242 for Wednesday, September 20th, 2017. This is Lisa, and that used to be Brian. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, good stuff.
Brian was enjoying the intro music a little too much, apparently. So, thanks for joining us. This is kind of fun. I don't need you here.
You don't need me
just
here.
Just get out of here.
What are we talking about today?
My parents came to visit us this past week. You know, we've been gone so much with shows, and we weren't home much in between, and my mom was really trying to schedule a visit, and so they had 4 days. They actually cut it short.
They did.
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. I thought it was something I said, but...
No. So my parents came to visit us on Thursday, and they left on Sunday. My mom has been here a couple times since we opened the store. Usually she comes to visit when we go to the LA Pen Show in February, and she'll come and she'll hang out with the kids, keep an eye on the house, and if need be, blow some snow. You sent her a video on how to use the new snowblower,
right? I did.
But
she still has.
Yes,
so,
well, she's a smart woman. But my stepdad had not seen the store. He also hadn't seen the grandkids in 5 years, so they both came out. And my parents used to own a clothing store for a long time, and so it was really cool to be able to show Bob the store and meet most of the staff. They got in late, so they didn't meet everybody. But it was cool. And then the whole rest of the weekend, Bob would be asking all these questions about the store and business. And they closed the store in, I think.
Get it right.
Mom, help me out. I don't know, late 80s, early 90s. And so social media and the internet really was not around. So the use of social media and just how e-commerce works on a day-to-day basis was really kind of fascinating.
Completely
to Bob.
Different from when they were in business.
So every time we would talk about something, he's an incredibly intelligent man, but you know, we were trying to relate it, different brands, different marketing strategies, et cetera, to what they used to do. And it's really cool how some things have really, really changed. And it's really cool how some things really haven't. It's just a different outlet.
Different product, different market.
Yeah, so. It was pretty cool.
For those that have been to the store, the quilt that is on the wall is Doris's creation. So.
Yep. And there's one upstairs and one on everybody's bed at home. And it's kind of her thing now that she's retired.
So.
If you need a quilt, she's your woman. what else? We've been, I don't know if we've mentioned it before, but we've been on a diet. And while we were away in Dallas, we recently discovered that the entire staff misbehaved. It's sort of like when the parents leave and the kids have a party. I cannot believe that even Eric, who was supposed to be on the diet with us, they had croissant o'clock and they ordered pizza. So
how do they say it? When the cat's
away,
the mice
will play? Yeah. So now we know what happens. I think we need to install security cameras so we can call or text and just say,
today.
Hey, I see you eating something. Crackers, Kimberly Ann. So anyway.
Yeah.
But it's always fun to hear what they do when we're gone.
It's all good. Croissant o'clock, that's...
I miss croissants.
Stop.
Anyway. All right.
Don't start.
Anyway.
Don't start.
Keep going.
Last week, now that you've collected yourself
from your giggle fit.
Yeah, I'm good. I think I'm good.
Okay.
Last week, Pen Club.
Yes.
You know the ink testing always seems to be a popular attraction.
And you discovered something new.
Well, you know, a couple things.
It worries me.
Well, the funny thing was we're there and we're trying all Japanese ink. So we had Kobe, we had Oroshizuku, we had Sailor, and so we had.
Kino Oto,
and I don't know if we had Platinum, but all Japanese inks, and of course the big hit was the new Kobe, and it seemed like almost every particular one that was interesting, Kim had a pen that was inked up in it, and she's got a number of medium fines, and of course the ones that I liked seemed to be that she had them in a medium fine nib.
Which worries me because I like a medium fine.
Well, there's plenty of medium fines to go around, honey.
I just don't want you to be taking my pens now that you've discovered
this
medium fine.
Your pens are smaller. I need, you know.
Okay.
But I tend to gravitate towards the Sailor Broads, Zoom Music. But, you know, the medium fine was really, I thought was very usable.
That's what I've been saying.
So I enjoyed it. There might be a medium fine nib in my future.
As long as it's not on my pen,
we're
good.
We'll see. I think I need to try it a little bit longer. Try one during the day and see how it works. But I did like it. You know, and that's the interesting thing, right? Because sometimes you see this a lot with new users. They start with a certain I have to have a fine nib, and then all of a sudden they start shifting their focus. They go to broad, or you start with broad, and then, you know, so your tastes change over time, and it doesn't matter whether you've been in the hobby for 6 months or 6 years or 20 years. There's always something, you know, at some point you have enough broads or you have enough fines, and maybe you want something in the middle. So
can I quote you?
Well, I said something in the middle.
No. I'm quoting I've had enough broads. I've had enough fines. Now I'm good with those. Okay.
No, I didn't say I was good with them. I said.
Okay.
You know, medium fine. I thought was great to try because you know I've used the testers obviously, but I just never used it that much, and I really enjoyed that. But the other thing was the Kobe, the number 44. I think was really a spectacular color. I really enjoyed that. There were a couple others, but
is this going to replace your beloved Bordeaux? It's
no,
color.
It's got a totally different color. But
I know.
Actually,
is this your new obsession?
When I got up this morning, I picked. I've been using it 149 a lot the last week, and so I decided. Well, I'm almost running out of ink on this thing, so I wanted to make sure to run it out because I think I'm going to fill it with number 44.
Okay.
So.
All right. When we were doing the pen club and the ink testing, Kim had recently switched out all of her inks to fall inks. And when she was doing, I think it was Hot Stuff the other day, she had to borrow a pen because she didn't want to clean out hers. So we decided this morning that maybe we should do an ink challenge and switch to some fall inks.
Are we doing a fall ink challenge or are we switching to, we're doing an ink challenge with fall inks?
What's the difference?
Well, it's fall.
No, it's fall, and
so
we're doing
ink
fall
challenge.
Inks.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
No, what's the point of doing fall ink challenge if we're doing, like, spring inks?
Well, what classifies as a fall ink? Give me an example.
Like a red gold or a red orange.
Amber.
Dark
green.
No, not dark green.
No?
Because everything's turning from green to yellows and oranges and reds and
no pinks though, right?
No pinks.
Okay.
No.
Because I'm not fond of pink. So.
Okay. So.
Unless it's a dark pink.
I won't put pink in your pen. I won't choose pink for you. I will choose some usable fall color. You could even do a brown, but not toffee brown, because we love that.
I think we ought to select a pen that we don't currently have in rotation.
You just want another pen?
No. I'm saying, yes, I do. I'm just saying,
of course you do.
We ought to expand it beyond the let's try a different ink for each other, and we're going to pick the ink. But I think we ought to pick a pen that we don't normally use.
Okay.
So you go to the chest and you pick one out.
Can I pick one of yours?
Only if I can pick one of yours.
What do I have you want?
Well, no. I mean, you want to use one of my pens.
Yeah.
You don't want to pick my pen. I guess. How long are we doing this for?
What, are you afraid?
No, I just want to see my pen back. What do you want to use?
I don't know. What do you not want me to use?
Six hours later, the podcast is still going on, trying to debate the fall ink challenge requirements and rules.
All right, so we'll pick a different pen than we normally do.
Yep.
And
you know, something you can normally keep at home or you haven't used in a while.
And we'll choose a fall ink color. Look, I even dressed appropriately in my sweater. So we'll pick a fall ink for each other, and then we'll report back next week. That way, if you don't like it, you can empty it.
Yeah, well, how long do you want to, the first time we did it for a month.
That's too long.
A week? Okay.
All right. So we'll start
but
today,
I thought we'd have a different pen that we don't normally use so we can get, you know, some enjoyment out of that.
I like the ones I use.
Well, I know, but...
All right, fine. I will step out of my box, whatever.
All right.
All right, so wish me luck. All right, question of the week?
Question of the week. Let's do the question of the week.
Dun-da-da!
What was that?
I don't know. I'm feeling feisty today.
Apparently.
Because I get to choose a pen from your stash.
Well, we didn't agree on that. We said we're going to pick a different pen.
All right. Oh, this is a question we get a lot, or we see that people get it wrong a lot. So what is the difference between a stub and an italic nib? Take it away, nib dude.
Stub begins with an S. Italic begins with an I and has more letters.
Seriously? That's the best you got? All right. Hit me with it.
You know, the terms are actually used somewhat interchangeably, which is not correct, technically.
Okay.
They produce similar results. Both produce a fairly thin horizontal line and a fairly broad downstroke. The main difference is italic is usually fairly crisp on the edges, so where it comes up, it's fairly crisp. And it produces the most line variation. And by line variation, we are talking directional, not flexibility, because it's crisp. So it's very thin and very thick. But it also has a tendency, if you roll your pen or you don't hold it flat on the page, it will appear scratchy. Stubs, we kind of round that off. So it's not quite as drastic. But you still get a thin horizontal and a thicker broad.
So when people say, I want an italic nib, do they generally just mean they want a stub with that thick, thin, like newbies especially, or are they talking about an oblique
cut? It's hard to say, not oblique. Oblique is, you know, at an angle, but it's hard to say exactly what they mean because they want thin and thick. So depending on whether you want an italic, and there are different versions of italic based on how the nib is ground, italic will give you the most, but it's very unforgiving if you don't hold the pen in the correct manner. Stub, you can rotate it a little bit, and since the edges are rounded a little bit, you won't catch on the paper. So that's the 30-second description.
That's why I stick with a fine. I tend to roll my pen as I write.
Yes, italic would be very bad for you. Would be,
yes.
There would be words. So.
None of them repeatable.
Well, they're repeatable. They'll just be like last week, and there'll be a big bleep.
Jason did a really good job of bleeping me out.
He did.
That was awesome.
He's quick on the trigger there.
He is. He knows me.
Exciting new stuff to talk about?
We do. I'm really excited about one of these especially.
I'll take the first one, you can take the second one and the third one. So.
All right.
New this week, actually we've had it for a while, just getting around to discussing it, Platinum President with rhodium trim. Now that's a really maybe unexciting pen, but I think it's great. It's black with rhodium trim. Normally your presidents have gold trim, the black with gold, burgundy with gold. This is a nice classic look, same 18 karat president nib. Nice pen. Now, if you don't know the difference between the President and the 3776, they're about the same size lengthwise. There's a slightly bigger girth, and the President only comes really in those three variations. But 18 karat versus 14 karat nib.
Do you have any?
I do not have a President.
Do you want one?
Since you're asking, that'd be a great pen for the Fall Ink Challenge. Well, thank you. You
I'm
heard
just
it
thinking,
here first.
No, I just was asking for future gift-giving events.
Okay. Well, there's some platinums that are maybe on the list. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Just checking.
But no, a good-looking nib. It's got a little two-tone nib action going on, and now with rhodium trim is really really classy, and folks in the U.S. really do like that rhodium trim on black. So
that will
satisfy that requirement. So good-looking pen. That's new.
Excellent.
The one you're excited to talk about.
Oh my gosh, I love Retro 51 in general. And we just received notice a couple days ago, actually last week, but we couldn't talk about it until this week. The newest of the limited editions is the Retro 51 Zodiac. Knocked it out of the park.
It's a good looking pen.
It's
really is.
Awesome.
Nice color palettes on it.
I love the black body. I love the trim. It's really cool. And they've got the constellations of all of the zodiac signs. They and it's even on the packaging on the tube, as they do with most of those. So it's just really...
It's glow in the dark too, right?
You know, I don't remember. I can't imagine it wouldn't be. Right. That would be such a smart thing. Just really, really well done. We are super excited to get that in later this week. And I am getting one. Boom.
I was going to take one, but I'm taking one for the team, and we're going to share that pen.
Which means it's mine.
Well, we got less than we ordered.
I think most people did.
They allocate based on, you know...
it was super popular, apparently, and they only had 812, so...
So we didn't get the full order, so I'm going to give mine up, and we'll share yours.
Yay! Which means you can't have it.
Really, really good-looking pen.
It is.
I really enjoy that, this one, so... paper...
Field Notes came out with their new seasonal, the Dime Novel, which looks really cool, based on an homage to the 1860s... what they call the American publishing phenomenon. It's an interesting size. It's in between the small normal size and the bigger size. So it's 4.25 by 6.5. So those are here for just a little while. The seasonals tend to go pretty quickly. Some linger, but it's really great paper. The cover is cool. Really, they did an excellent job of copying an older, 100-year-old plus dime novel. But of course, they round the corners like they always do, so it doesn't catch in your pocket, blah, blah, blah.
And they're saying it's some of their finest paper yet?
Yes, I'm excited.
So, yeah, so hopefully, that'll be around for a while, but, good for your fountain pens, too.
Yep.
As some of their papers are, some of them aren't, but...
Some aren't supposed to be, like the Expedition.
They're not supposed to be, So. Anything else?
No, we've placed some orders for some new stuff, but we don't talk about that until it's actually here, but... It's that time of year when distributors and manufacturers are coming out with new things for the holiday season, so lots of fun stuff down the road. In fact, we just got an email just before we were starting the podcast about another new pen. So we're going to go ask for information on that.
We did.
I showed you.
I don't remember.
I showed you. It's $20.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's that exciting time where...
$20 pen?
Everybody... Yeah, fountain pen.
$20 pen.
$20. $20.
Really? It's got a nib?
So it's that time of year when I'm just ignoring you. When all the manufacturers are starting to come out with their holiday stuff, their holiday pricing, their holiday packaging. I refuse to decorate. It is too soon.
Well, no, yeah. We don't normally decorate.
Dave does downstairs.
Dave does downstairs.
I hate it when, like, you walk into Target and, it's not even Halloween and they've already decked out for Christmas.
You got to wait till at least Oktoberfest.
We're home for that this year.
We are home for that this year. So.
Anyway, I think that's it. Not a lot that's actually come in, but a lot of cool things in the pipeline.
Just trying to get caught up from...
it's been crazy being gone for all those shows, and it's nice to be home. And it's actually... I loved having my parents come visit, but it's kind of nice to have nothing right now. Getting caught up on laundry and cleaning and groceries in the new fridge and, just everything, so... Nice to be home.
Yeah. So we're going to go downstairs. I'm going to take a president, and we're going to start the Fall Ink Challenge.
You're not taking a president. That's not what I said.
No? I thought
No?
Jason, rewind the tape,
no.
will you?
Rewind that. No. That is
I'm sure she said that. She said, do you want one? And I said, yes.
So anyway, I think that's about it for this week.
You're fun.
Thanks so
You're
much for fun. Joining us. Tune in next week for more talk about ink, pens, and paper.
Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other stuff. And check out us on social media as Anderson Pens. Have a great day, everyone.